Arizona Opera opens its new season this Friday, and yes, 2014-15 has some of what you'd expect. Rigoletto, Eugene Onegin, Magic Flute, and Daughter of the Regiment. But this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Arizona Opera presents Cruzar la Cara de la Luna, To Cross the Face of the Moon, the world's first mariachi opera, a project commissioned by Houston Grand Opera that's gone on to stages around the world, landing in this southwestern city this weekend. I spoke with Ryan Taylor recently. He's only been general director of Arizona Opera since January of 2012, taking the job as news stories circulated that debt would bring an end to the company. Instead, amid news of faltering companies in Italy, Germany, New York, Southern California, and elsewhere, Arizona Opera continues with old favorites, new initiatives, and surprising valley premieres. One of the things I don't think anybody saw coming was an opera by Jose Martinez.
Pepe Martinez is probably how he's better known. He, of course, is the leader of Mariachi Vargas, the world's most renowned mariachi, and an exceptional musician. And there's a couple different reasons why I'm excited to bring this piece, but Pepe's written a beautiful work and certainly can't be underestimated the contributions of Leonard Foglia, who's the stage director and dramaturg and librettist, and what they've done together is pretty extraordinary.
It was Houston Grand Opera that commissioned it.
Exactly.
A similar kind of thing, you know, a border city in the sense that there's a few miles, but, you know, Mexico's down there. Mm-hmm. There have been other things that, well, we're going to marry this with that, and neither one works, but this works. Do you know why?
Houston really invested into this process. They have a section of their company called HGO Co., and it's a division that is tasked with finding the next great stories to set to music from a variety of communities around their state and around their cities.
Unlike other forms, mariachi, I think, is more set on paper. You got to know what you're playing if you got a trumpet and you got a violinist and you got the big bass.
You do, although you'd be amazed that I think much of this, even though it is the same music and the same performance, it's passed down as a performance tradition rather than reading something off a score. So much of the piece, I think, is from the spirit, and that's maybe what is behind part of the success as well.
So the singers, are we hearing different singers than they heard in Houston? Or?
I love my colleagues in Houston. They are sending us Mariachi Vargas themselves to play, and so far all of the original cast from the Houston production will join us, and they've been a solid unit for the last few years, performing the piece in San Diego, Chicago, Houston, and in Paris.
What's the feedback you're getting from your audience on a mariachi opera?
You know, we have a statewide audience. We perform in Tucson and we perform in Phoenix. Our Tucson audience, when we announced that we would be producing Cruzar, went a little crazy. They applauded, they shouted, they were very excited. Our audiences in Phoenix had mixed reactions, and I remember one of the audience sort of had some nervous laughter. They were like, what does that mean? And I remember that one evening there were people that were overwhelmed and so happy and applauded, and one night there was sort of polite applause, like, oh good, we're doing a mariachi opera. But I really, until people see it and experience it, I don't really think that anyone understands what it is. I think it's a curiosity. Anyone who likes mariachi music, it gives them an opportunity to see what opera is capable of.
Opera expands to welcome the new starting this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Symphony Hall when Arizona Opera presents Cruzar la Cara de la Luna. For KBOC, the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf.